Good morning, Mr. President.
Hi, Jack.
We need guidance this morning, sir, on how much weight to give. Press reports from Seoul. A Seoul, South Korean newspaper, sir.
Guidance? Is that all you want?
Yes, sir.
No quotation?
That's right.
No attribution? No connection?
That's right.
Give it absolutely none.
Absolutely
Your
none.
Press is lying like drunken sailors every day. First thing I waked up this morning was trying to figure out, after seeing CBS, the two cabs, watching the networks, reading the morning papers, was how can we win, possibly win, and survive as a nation and have to fight the press's lies. I watched both cabs on CBS. Both of them were totally inaccurate. I watched the cab out at Korea. It just hasn't happened. Not one goddamn thing to it. I assume it's what you're talking about is the agreement on prisoners. There is no agreement. All it does, it looks like that we are leaking, which would infuriate a man. It's just exactly like my asking you if I could marry your wife. Now, you know about how much you have decided I could do that as of now. You've made no decision whatever. You have heard of it because I mentioned it. Now, that's about all that's happened in these conferences. We have told them very strongly how we feel about this thing. They have not given us any response that can go beyond my press conference statement the other day. The other is just pure invented out of the big free air.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is very helpful because I understand the Post in its final edition put a banner headline on a story that they'd agreed in principle.
They have not agreed at all.
No,
now, they might do it any moment.
Yes,
and what you've got is y'all have charged credibility so much that everybody here thinks that in order to keep from being assassinated by the McCarthys of the press, he's got to admit a little error. That's the cheapest insurance he can take.
Yes, sir.
McNamara does it yesterday. Others do it. Bill Bundy did it this morning. All of them want to side in a little bit enough with the enemy or with the critic or with the prober to buy himself just a little insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a damn disgrace to the country. And I don't know whether we're going to survive if we keep on doing that. I don't know. It's just the most difficult thing I have ever dealt with. Now, we have had two or three meetings there, but we are not off the dead center at all. That's like Drew Pearson this morning says about Westmoreland. There, to say that Westmoreland was considering being replaced and fired would be just as sensible as saying I went to Crosby Noyce and said I'd like to get Jack Horner removed, or he's been here a long time, or he oughtn't to be here, or something else. That's just as untrue as it could be. There's nobody works for me that's been more satisfactory all the time, 100% of the time, than Westmoreland and his wife and his children and his family. I've never mentioned him in my life to Rivers or Thurman. I've never discussed the subject with either one of them. I want him to stay there just as long as he can, just like Rusk.
Yes.
Unless I promote him to something else, I'd be glad to see Rusk president. And I might make Westmoreland someday chairman of the Joint Chiefs or chief of staff of the Army. All of them's term come up. These Wheeler's comes up in 4 years, and Johnson comes up at 4 years, and all that's June 30th. So that could be. So they scare you by saying you're getting ready to fire him, either to make you keep him there or to make you bring him in here, and then they'll say you're incredible. And it's just a hell of a thing. Now, the truth of business is he has done an expert job. Anybody that can lose 400 and get 20,000 is pretty damn good.
Yes, sir.
And I don't admit that this is a communist victory. And I don't think anybody but a goddamn communist admits it.
Yes.
That's what I think. And I just think they're using us, just playing games around us. And nearly everybody I talk to tries to find out what's wrong with our boys, our country, our leadership, our men. Our president's a liar, or Westmoreland's no good. Anybody that differs with him. When McNamara relieves, why, he becomes a hero. He was the goddamnedest screwball you ever saw, as long as he's in there. And that's just what's wrong. So you can just be sure from me that I've read every dime's worth of report that's come in here. There's not one thing to it. We are talking.
Right.
We are telling them that they ought to release these people, and then we'll go into any collateral matter they want to go into. But they have not agreed to one damn dime thing, nor have we agreed to anything.
Yes, sir.
And this South Korean doesn't know what he's doing. And furthermore, Pack, well, just to give you an illustration, and this is very much off the record, but purely for your guidance, I wrote Pack a letter. And I said to him, I deeply resent these goddamn communists trying to assassinate you and trying to assassinate the American ambassador and his family.
Yes.
And I just want you to know we're trying to get our men back, and we're also going to put the, we've already answered them as far as you're concerned. We're putting the planes there to defend you. So we're not going to throw it around and put it in the newspaper and raise hell because they'll say I'm bellicose and impetuous and overreacting and all that stuff. But we want you to know it. They said that the tears came to his eyes. They'd never seen a man so emotionally grateful and just thought that Johnson stayed with Holt and Johnson stays with his man. Then I read this son of a bitch, Cab, it ought to be shot. I wish Lawn would just take a pistol and work on him. He ought to. He gets out here and says the South Koreans, by God, are recalling their troops and they're doing this and they're doing that. Now that's the communist purpose. They want to divide us from our allies. They want to divert us from the Khe-San attack. Now we're not going to be either. But to this little son of a bitch that never got in 4 miles of a front in his life, is out here on CBS saying things. Now, how can I correct them? I just, I hate the president be denying something like that, but it's just outrageous. Now, to say that the South Koreans are disturbed about the assassination of their president, that's all right.
Sure.
And to say they are mad at the North Koreans, that's all right. But to come along and say they're pulling their troops out on account of Johnson, now, there's no question but what they're going to be great efforts to make them do it. And it could be that Pac would do it, but I sure as hell don't think so, just like it could be that I'd pull out, but I sure don't think so.
Yes.
And could be I'd pull out of Germany with Mansfield raising hell, and I don't want to say I'm incredible if I did, but I just sure don't think I'm going to. And it's not at that stage now, and all they do is just help the enemy, because every communist in this town, Debrinian just sitting here collecting this stuff and calling in Bill Fulbright and calling in Joe Clark and calling in Bobby Kennedy and just spreading it every day. I saw an old bitch on television yesterday that the Soviet embassy's been giving money to, and we're just sitting here like damn dumbbells. And if I get out and say something about it, I'm a McCarthy. And if I don't say something about it, my country's in a hell of a shape. So that's the picture. Now, there are three things you can be sure of. One, we are pursuing not only the 83 boys, but we deeply resent they're trying to kill our ambassador and trying to kill Pack. And they are the criminals. They are the outlaws. They are the ones that ought to be tried, although I haven't heard of, haven't seen one bad editorial on the president, the prime minister of North Korea. They're all defending, making us defend ourselves, and we're trying to protect them. We're their agent. It's just like a quarterback on the football team playing for your side, and you getting out and whipping hell out of him with a rope. I'm trying to protect my country, and they're all whipping me. Not a son of a bitch said a word about Ho Chi Minh. Not a, he hadn't been elected to nothing. He's a dictator if there ever was one. Nobody ever elected him like I went was elected by a convention and by the people. But he hadn't, you haven't ever heard an ugly speech by him. Not even Strom Thurmond said anything against Ho Chi Minh. Nothing, nobody said anything about North Korea. They talk about us bombing. Yet these sons of bitches come in and bomb our embassy and 19 of them try to raid on, all 19 get killed. And yet they blame the embassy. I don't understand it. So I just want to make it emphatic enough that I'll make an impression on at least one honorable, fair man whose copy will stand up 50 years and they won't be looking at it and say, why were you an agent? This Panmunjom conference has not proceeded to the point where anybody in this government can say it is, as of now, at all successful. That's number one. Now, that is the honest truth. And I don't know when we're going to meet. The last time we met was night before last. At that night before last meeting, they met and exchanged views, but came to no resolution of any kind. They didn't imply that they'd do anything, and we didn't imply they'd do anything. We're just hoping. We're putting pressure every place we can. The Soviets don't want a confrontation out there. We don't want one. We had to get over this rash statements about, you know, Rivers saying let's blow up a city and others saying these other things. But now we've got Korea in it, and the South Koreans say, well, if we can keep the heat on a little more and we can have the cooperation of Marvin Kalb and CBS Network, and we can make the world think that South Korea is going to pull out these troops, and maybe South Korea will pull them out. So why do we give them back quick?
Sure.
They just play into their hands. So that's the prisoner thing. On the South Vietnamese thing, we think we've killed 20,000. We think we've lost 400. We think that, of course, it's bad to lose anybody, any one of the 400. But we think that the good Lord has been so good to us that it is a major, dramatic victory. And I think what would have happened if I'd lost 20,000 and they'd lost 400? I ask you that.
Oh, it would have been terrible.
Well, you don't, they try to approach it differently, though, you see.
Yes. Like the post story on Secretary McNamara's remarks yesterday just seemed to me to go put too much emphasis on the negative.
It certainly does. Now, what McNamara was saying ain't no human being, Jack. I don't know whether you ever robbed a bank or not. I can't say positively you never did. I can say that you haven't robbed any with me when you were on the pool traveling with me. Now, we can say this boy had orders not to go in those waters or not to get close to them. And we believe he carried them out or he'd be court-martialed if he didn't. We know that when he was captured, when they said he was in them, that he wasn't because of his fix. And we know that we read there communication, we were busting it, and we know that they identified him as being a mile further out than we did. We said 15, they said 16. Now, we know that. But to say that the boy didn't violate him when he's 9 years old, or didn't masturbate or something else, we can't say it. But if I'd have been McNamara and testifying, I'd say I can't speculate on a poor man that's behind prison bars on what he might have done, except to announce in the strongest terms I can that I do not believe he would do it. It would be absolutely a violation of his orders. It would subject him to a court-martial. He knew how to avoid it. We have no evidence he ever did. There's not anything in all of his career that would indicate it. I don't believe he did now, and I know damn well he didn't when he was caught. And that's that, and I'm not going to speculate.
Yes.
But he and Rusk, he said that, and then Rusk kind of went along enough, and my guess is they were doing it in the hope that they could get the men released and prove that they didn't.
Yes, sir.
You see?
Yes.
But the Times lead, the New York Times lead, which you have to, is that the United States is unable to rule out the possibility that the ship entered North Korean waters at some point before she was captured, two senior officials said.
Yes, sir.
The U.S. is uncertain. Well, now I'm not a goddamn bit uncertain. I'm as positive as I know that they arrested me and hauled me into jail while I was sitting talking to my wife and daughters for doing nothing.
Yes.
Now, I could have been. When I was 18 years old, I did something. But I don't think we ought to be speculating on that and implying that and indicating we're uncertain.
Sure.
Because that puts the boy behind the water, and they go to him then and say, well, hell, the Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense thinks you might have. And how would you feel? How's his wife feel? How do the other 83 men feel?
I certainly agree. And I certainly thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking this call.
Jack, I always take a call from you on anything. There's nobody I respect more and that I believe to be more honorable and fair and call them at power.